She would look adorable. Yes, she would.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mom.
What is it, honey? Ouch! Michael, watch where you're going.
Hey,
who put this here? Michael, don't walk and play your video game at the same time. It's dangerous.
Attention shoppers. Special discount on aisle 5. All toys are now on sale. Tis the season to go shopping. Bye, 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 bye.
Mommy, can we go? Please, please, please?
Where's aisle 5?
Mom.
What is it, honey?
Michael!
Don't sit in the middle of the floor.
Well, you said I couldn't walk and play my game.
Mom, I've been trying to ask you, what's the big deal about Christmas? I mean, why do we celebrate it?
It's the time of year we celebrate Jesus' birth.
Oh, there's aisle 5.
Well, I know that, but why is it such a big deal? And why do we make such a fuss over Christmas?
Everyone makes a fuss over Christmas. Just think of the toys and the food and the toys and the snow and the toys.
I know, but
why is the grandest, most exciting, most busiest time of the year?
Great.
play one more level till I beat my all-time record.
Hey, Dad?
What is it, sweetie?
See? Your mother's on the phone for you.
All right, I got it.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Why is Christmas such a big deal? It practically swallows up the entire month of December.
Dad did what? No. Tell him he bought the wrong one. I bought that version for Michael 2 years ago. He wants the newest one, Game Master Deluxe 5000. Or was it 6000?
6000.
Dad.
I sure hope he can return it. I told him those games cost a small fortune.
Dad.
Oh no!
Hold on, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, honey. Can we talk about this after I'm off the phone? I'm here. What are you saying?
Okay, but I really want to know.
Amy, I already told you. Christmas is the time of year when you get all the best presents.
You mean it's all about getting stuff.
Well, yeah, everyone knows that.
Oh, I was hoping it wasn't.
I heard the tree fall. Is the grandfather clock okay?
Yes, ma'am. It's fine.
Oh, good.
But I'm not.
What's going on, Amy?
I heard a voice.
You heard a voice? girl did, shame on you. Well, I'm going back to bed now. Good night.
Not so fast, young man. Of these three kids, you are definitely the most in need of having your attention grabbed.
I know that's right.
But why are you here, Grandma?
I'm here to show you kids the true meaning of Christmas.
Really?
Is this going to take a long time? Because I left my game paused.
Come along, children. We are going on quite an adventure.
Yay! I get to stay up late.
This is all your fault, Annie.
Everyone, grab a hand.
Where are we going, Grandma?
We are going to a time before Christmas.
Before Christmas? Was that like when Mom and Dad were kids?
You really need to cut back on the video game.
Can I bring my blankie?
What are the goggles for, Grandma?
Hold on tight, kids. We're gonna fly!
This isn't a dream. This is a nightmare.
Here we go!
Yes, I imagine.
imagine it may be difficult to get a signal way back here. I guess he'll have to do without for a few centuries.
This is really a nightmare.
Grandma, look. Why is that boy so sad?
No, we paid our taxes. Please don't take our lambs. They are for the temple.
Well, you should have thought about that before you became poor. Guards, take these filthy animals away.
That soldier is dragging away his lambs.
No, why must we be constantly oppressed?
Oh God, you promised us a Messiah to deliver us from our enemies. We have waited for so long, yet we are still oppressed. Please deliver us. Please send your Messiah.
Children, come now and witness the first Christmas.
Thank you. also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because I, in the house and lineage of David, be taxed with Mary, my spouse's wife, being great child.
And so it was, that while we were there, the days were accomplished that I should be delivered. And I brought forth my firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there is no room for us in the inn.
And we were in the same country, shepherds, abiding the fields, keeping watch over our flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon us, and the glory of the Lord shone round about us. And we were so afraid, and the angel said unto us,
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from us into heaven, and we shepherds said one to another, Let us go now even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And we came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger.
Jesus to the earth to be born.
Yeah, and the kings gave Jesus presents.
I must leave you now, children.
Wait, Grandma!
You can't leave us here.
Goodbye, and remember what I showed you.
Where did she go?
Great, just great. Now we are stranded out here in the middle of nowhere, all because Amy had to know what Christmas was all about.
We can't be stranded. Grandma said another guide was coming. Hello, Mr. Guide, anybody there?
Why is this whole dream even necessary? Everyone knows Christmas is about the Christmas story. Jesus was born, the wise men gave gifts, and the angels sang. What more do we need to know?
I just wanted to understand why it's so important. Looky, over there!
It's a giant Christmas present. I'm pretty sure it's for me.
I want one too.
Oh, everyone always wants one. It's just human nature.
Who said that?
Tis the season to go shopping. Da, 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 da.
The present looks like it's about to explode.
Merry Christmas, kiddos.
Merry Christmas.
Who are you? And why are you inside a Christmas present?
Isn't it obvious? I'm the guide of Christmas present, of course. Get it? Because I'm in a big present?
Not really. But I'm only 8 years old. Are you the guide who is going to show us the reason why Christmas is so important?
Yes, indeed I am, little lady.
Any chance you can drop me off by my house? This isn't even my dream. Amy's the one who's going through the inner conflict.
I most certainly cannot, my optional little friend. I know you think you know the meaning of Christmas, but see, you only know a story. It hasn't changed your heart yet.
My heart? But what does my heart have to do with Christmas?
I'm so glad you asked. Just hop into my present transporter, and I'll show you the greatest gift ever given.
Yay! I want a ride!
I'm going to regret this.
Off we go.
Where are we going, Christmas present?
To Jerusalem, just a few decades from now.
I still don't understand why everyone wants him dead. I know he claims to be the Messiah, but is he really worthy of death? What is he talking about?
He is talking about Jesus. The Jews thought he would deliver them from the Romans, but he didn't.
Just a few days ago, these people were throwing palm branches at his feet and proclaiming him king. But now, these same people are crucifying him.
We are at the crucifixion of Christ.
We certainly are. And just over that hill is a cross.
A cross? But what does the cross have to do with Christmas?
It has everything to do with it. You see, kids, Christmas is the time we celebrate the birth of Christ, and we are celebrating that God will send his Son to be born as a man and then to die for all mankind.
What does Jesus deliver us from?
He delivers us from our sins when we repent and accept Christ as our Savior. Christ is our Messiah. He is our deliverer.
So we are celebrating both God's gift of his Son and Christ's gift, the gift, of his sacrifice for us on the cross.
Exactly.
Christmas means so much more than I ever could have imagined.
Christ, on Christ.
back to your home now.
Goodbye, Christmas present.
See you, kiddos.
Amy, you were right. Christmas is more important than I understood. Sorry for being such a jerk about it.
That's okay. I'm glad you came with me.
Oh, what was that?
Oh no! I know! It's the guy of Christmas future. He's here to take us to our gravestones and scare us into changing our ways and being better people. I've changed, I tell you.
Me too!
You kids really need to lay off the video games. I just came to wake you up. It's Christmas morning.
Daddy, Grandma took us flying.
Are we really home?
I am so glad you're not the guy of Christmas future. I don't think I can handle any more flying.
What are you kids talking about?
Good morning, kids. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mom.
Are you ready to open your Christmas presents?
Actually, Mom, can we sing some Christmas carols first?
We want to celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
That's a wonderful idea. I think we let the busyness of the season distract us from what the real meaning is.
Did something happen last night? You kids seem a little different.
You have no idea.
We just discovered why Christmas is so important.
Hello, my dears. Merry Christmas. I hope you all slept well last night.
Grandma's here!
Wait, Grandma, was last night real?
Are you ready to open your presents?
We want to sing Christmas carols first.
Daddy, can you go play the piano?
All right, I guess I'll try.
This should be fun.
Grandma?
Yes, dear?
Last night was a dream, right?
Of course it was, dear. After all, grandmas can't fly.